So local singer-songwriter Trinity Woodhouse has a new single out called Bouquet. She's joining me here in the studio, and we're going to start by having a little bit of a taste. Hit it, Trinity.
She don't need no perfume or a fancy string of pearls. Yeah, the truth be told, she's not that kind of girl. She don't need no chocolates or love letters every day. Like a flower girl, boy, she'd be okay with a bouquet.
I love the sound of that. Trinity Woodhouse, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your story. All I know is that you're a local.
Yes, so I am from the Cessnock area and I am 17 years old. I'm just starting year 12 now, which is pretty scary, but I've been singing since I was 12 and I went to my first Tamworth Festival in 2017. And then later that year, I went to the Academy and in Tamworth.
So you performed in Tamworth in 2017, was it?
Yes, I did. My first Tamworth, I busked all throughout the week. And up until about 2 months before, I had never busked before.
Yeah, right. And what's that like as an experience?
Oh, it was very, very draining, but it was so much fun. It was so hot.
Oh, yes. Warm time of the year, isn't it, up there?
Oh, yeah.
Is busking a good rehearsal for a performance, perhaps?
Yeah. Yeah, that was 100%. Busking is what got me into going, yeah, okay, I do want to try doing gigs and things like that. Mm. And, yeah, busking was sort of where it all started.
So tell us a little bit about the song Bouquet. What's the message there?
Bouquet I co-wrote with Troy Kemp about a year and a half ago, and really the idea behind the song was just the word bouquet. I just thought it was a pretty word.
All right.
And I was like, no, I want to write a song about it. And when I told Troy that, he did not know what to say for the first few minutes. He was like, That's your whole idea for the song. I was like,
well,
yes.
At least it is a nice word. Bouquet is a beautiful word. It didn't like you didn't choose a word like redacted or something that would have made it really hard for you to rhyme.
100%. Well, bouquet, we sat there for 45 minutes trying to find a rhyming word other than okay, and all we could come up with was croquet. And we're like, I don't think that'll work.
Oh, I was going to listen to the song again and try and find out where croquet gets wedged in there. So you've got the HSC coming up this year.
Next year.
So you're studying music, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a big part of your future. What do you plan on doing beyond the HSC?
After school, I want to pursue music as a career. I would love to see just how far I can get with it and how far it will take me.
Have you got parents saying, no, you've got to get a real job, you've got to get some qualifications before you try that sort of thing?
My parents are so supportive of my music career, but they are, like they have said, you should like not close off other options. So I am going for like my ATAR and things like that for if I want to change my mind. But at this moment, I am 100%.
So we'll see you busking around the streets of the Hunter Valley, and then the next time Tamworth is on, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we're gigging.
Yeah.
When gigging starts back up again.
That's true. But that's been really tough at this time, hasn't it?
Yeah. A lot of artists have suffered a lot from it. It's really unfortunate. But
and that's not helped your parents. I imagine they're like, oh, goodness me, when nothing happens for all the musicians, that could be a struggle. But did they influence you in your music? Are they musical at all?
My entire family is non-musical, so I was very...
You're the black sheep.
Yeah, I was the odd one out for sure. That they...
But they turn up and support your gigs, I'm sure.
100%. They support me so much. They've allowed me to do so much. They've gone to Gympie with me, to Aubrey with me, to just everywhere.
Oh, that sounds
just
lovely.
Just for my music.
So you've got the single out. Is there an album in the works?
There could be.
That's the plan. More singles, more words that you got to find that you really like.
Yes.
All right. Trinity Woodhouse, why don't you take us out a little bit more with some bouquet?
She don't need no perfume or a fancy string of pearls. Yeah, the truth be told, she's not that kind of girl. She don't need no chocolates or love letters every day. Like a flower girl, boy, she'd be okay with a bouquet.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.